Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
So, it's been a little while since I recorded my last episode, and perhaps you can guess why. I think in the last episode I mentioned that my wife had COVID, and guess who caught it next? Yeah, I did. And it was a weird experience this time. Well, it was weird last time, or not weird. But unpleasant last time. This time was unpleasant and weird, I think, because it lasted for such a long time. And I really couldn't tell if I had COVID or not for about 4 days, I think. I could feel like symptoms, but very, very mild symptoms. So I think I had like, some days I had a sore throat and nothing else. Like I felt completely fine, but my throat was a little sore. Or like some days my head felt like a little fuzzy, like a little, like my balance was a bit weird. And like when I turned my head from side to side, it felt a bit like slow and heavy. But that was all. So I felt completely fine. And I thought, have I got COVID? Have I got a cold? Have I got some illness coming or not? So then like I would have those kind of symptoms one day, and then the next day I just feel fine. And I thought, this is really weird. And I even told my work, the company where I work, I told them, my wife has COVID and I've started to feel a bit ill, so I'm probably not going to be able to work tomorrow. And the next day I felt fine, so I worked. And then the day after that, I felt fine, so I was working as well. And I had to sort of say, sorry, I didn't get COVID in the end. But then on Sunday evening, so this was Thursday when I told my company, probably can't work tomorrow. And then on Sunday evening, it sort of hit me, like the COVID, like hit me full on. And I started to feel pretty ill. And then by Monday, Monday morning came and that was it. I had COVID. And it lasted for a long time. It lasted for a whole 5 days and a bit into the weekend as well, which is really weird. Maybe I'm getting confused. I think I've had COVID once or twice. I can't remember now. But I remember being ill from having the injection. And I think when I had the injection, I was ill for like a couple of days. So I'm getting confused. Like, what was my last experience of COVID? Like, I can't remember. I'm getting mixed up. I'm getting confused with the having the jab, having the injection, the vaccine. So I can't quite remember what my last experience of COVID was like, but I seem to remember it lasting like about 3 days. But like I say, maybe that was just the vaccination. I'm not sure anymore. But yeah, it took such a long time to come, and then it took such a long time to go. But thankfully, I feel like completely over it now. And after I have finished recording this episode, I am going to go for a bike ride, which I'm looking forward to because I like getting outside, I've realized. As you know, I'm working remotely, so I don't have any reason to go outside really, other than shopping, which I don't do too much of, to be honest, because shopping is a bit different here in Japan compared to England. So in England, most people, I would say, typically shop once a week, and that will be like a big shop. So they'll go to the supermarket, they'll get a big shopping trolley, and they will almost fill it up, or sometimes fill it up and fill it. Occasionally I see people with two shopping trolleys, but that is very rare. Anyway, fill it up and you buy like everything that you need for the coming week, and it will cost about over £100, maybe £150. It depends what you're buying, really. Could be as much as £200, who knows. And you'll just do that once for the week, and it will last you the whole week. And even at the end of the week, you've probably still got things that you haven't ate yet. You haven't got around to eating because you buy so much food. But it's sort of difficult, isn't it, to gauge, to guess how much food you need exactly for the whole week. And I think English people, they don't like the idea of going out twice a week for shopping, so they probably buy a bit more than they really need, because they don't want to go out twice. But sometimes if you've forgotten something, or I don't know, you've changed your mind and you want to eat something particular, you know, you're just like, oh, I really want to eat this, and it's midweek, but you don't have the ingredients for it, maybe you'll go out shopping again, but it won't be a big shop. You'll just maybe you'll go to a supermarket and just have a basket, you know, just put a few items in, or maybe you'll go to a convenience store. The convenience stores in England are a lot more expensive than regular supermarkets, but they're supposed to be convenient because they're supposed to be, you know, more convenience stores around, so maybe you can walk to one. But where I used to live in England, yeah, I guess you could walk to a convenience store, but it wasn't that convenient. It was a little far away. Actually, no. There were two nearby, and one wasn't that far. So I'm lying. Sorry. I just forgotten. But anyway, over here, that style, over here, I mean, in Japan, that style of shopping, I don't think anyone does it. I don't think it's possible to do it, because for a start, the shopping trolleys... Actually, I've never even seen a shopping trolley in Japan. I don't think. All I see are these things that you... So you've got like a shopping basket, and you've got this metal thing with wheels, and you can put your shopping basket onto it and like rest it on there. And I think you can fit two shopping baskets on here. But I've never seen a real shopping trolley, and certainly nothing even close to the size of a shopping trolley that you would get in England. So... I don't know how you would even do that style of shopping over here. You'd have to have like two or three people helping you push like two or three of these trolleys to get the same, you know, these Japanese small trolleys to get the same quantity of food in, I think. So what normally happens is people just go shopping quite frequently, and they go like maybe after work or before, not so much before work, probably always after work, really. Or on the weekends or something like that. So because my wife goes out for work, she often does shopping on the way back from work because she passes a supermarket. So like I say, I don't really have much reason. I don't really have much occasion to go out outside of this room, outside of my flat in Japan. So what I found myself doing recently is a lot of bike riding. Well, recently, I mean before I had COVID, I did no bike riding when I had COVID. I just felt terrible all the time, as you can imagine. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of bike riding recently, and I've also purchased a lot of bikes recently. I think I mentioned this on the the bonus podcasts that I do on Patreon. But I bought one bike, and it was very, very cheap. Like, I don't think you can get a bike this cheap in England, but for some reason over here you can get bikes for very little money. So it was very cheap. It cost £70, and it was a folding bike with very small wheels. It had 16 inch wheels, which are very small, and it was no good in the end, I'm sad to say. It weighed about 13.3 kilograms from memory, which for a folding bike and for a portable bike, you know, because it had the small wheels, and I even bought a carrying bag for the bike, was quite heavy. It wasn't pleasant to carry on your shoulders. But anyway, that wasn't the reason why it was no good. The reason it was no good is because it didn't fit me. The saddle, the seat of the bike, I couldn't make it high enough to fit me. And then the handlebars were quite low as well, and they couldn't come up high enough. So it was just really uncomfortable to ride. And when I was riding, I couldn't stretch my leg properly. So it just felt like riding a kid's bike. And it was really uncomfortable. So anyway, I'm in the process of sending that bike back. I've since bought another bike, which cost a lot more money. But maybe that's a story for another day. Anyway, so that's just a bit of a little update for you. I hope you've all been okay. I hope no one's been suffering with COVID like I had. And yeah, I hope your studying has been going great as well, even though I didn't make an episode for you last week, sorry. But yeah, I'm feeling great, so let's get back on track with the episodes. Until next time, bye-bye.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much, and have a lovely day.